One of the most beautiful moments I have ever experienced occurred this week at the conclusion of benediction of the Blessed Sacrament, at the conclusion of our Eucharistic procession, at the conclusion of our Eucharistic Triduum. It was hearing the word, Amen. The ritual for benediction of the Blessed Sacrament, when Christ himself blesses the people with the sign of the cross, usually concludes with a prayer called the Divine Praises. It is a litany, a series of phrases that are repeated, praising the Holy Trinity, the Blessed Sacrament, Our Lady, Saint Joseph, and the angels and saints. And because we are who we are, and we want to be a community that extends rather than excludes, and when the liturgy will allow it, we pray in English and Spanish. I knelt in prayer as the deacons alternately recited each line of the Divine Praises until I reposed the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle. I was standing in my place in front of the altar when the litany concluded, and the whole people of God cried out in a language that is older than Spanish and older than English. It's Hebrew. They said, Amen. It was, for me, one of the most beautiful and touching moments during our 3 days, which were filled with an abundance of beautiful and touching moments. Now, I do not say Amen very often, because it's not my part of the prayer. In the liturgy, we have a dialogue. You have your parts, and I have mine. Really, the liturgy is a dance to the praise of God. You have your steps, and I have mine. Sometimes, however, we say Amen together. We say it quickly. We can say it without thinking about it. We can say Amen and not really think about what we have agreed to or to what we have committed. Think for just a moment about the Amen that you say or sing. And I want you to think about one particular Amen that you say at Mass. Right after I or one of the deacons or an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion says to you, the body of Christ, you respond, Amen. It means, I believe. It also means, may it be so, Lord. It also means, on this I will stake my life and my salvation. Amen is not a simple word that we say to say simple things. Amen is a simple word that we say to say almost everything. So when we say Amen at the reception of Holy Communion, we are saying Amen to the reality that the bread and wine that we saw on the altar are now wholly and completely transformed into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. There's more. When we say Amen at the reception of Holy Communion, we are saying Amen to the reality that a true priest of Jesus Christ has consecrated by word and action the bread and wine to be the body and blood of Christ. There's more. When we say Amen at the reception of Holy Communion, we are saying Amen to the reality that a true apostle of the Lord Jesus, exercising his ministry in the one true church, has ordained this priest, this true priest, to consecrate the body and blood of Jesus Christ to be our food for the journey and our pledge of eternal glory. When we say Amen at the reception of Holy Communion, we are saying Amen to Him in whom we stake our life and our salvation. Amen is not a simple word that we say to say simple things. Amen is the word that we say to say almost everything. But there's one more dimension to our Amen. One more dimension of our celebration for us to consider. For when we look at the Last Supper of Jesus, we see him do four things that Jesus also did at several miracles of feeding. He took, he blessed, he broke, and he gave. These four actions of Jesus, taking, blessing, breaking, and giving, occur in every celebration of the Eucharist. But there's something more. There is another invitation. The bread and wine at the Eucharist are not transformed simply to be our food. The bread and wine are transformed so that the body and blood of Christ, which we receive, will transform you and me. So the four actions that Jesus does with bread and wine, Jesus desires to do with my life and yours. So before you say amen to this homily and at Holy Communion, consider this with me. Will I let Jesus take my life, my past, my present, my future, into his holy and venerable hands? Will I let Jesus, by the sign of his cross and the words of his love, bless my life, my whole life, my joys, my sufferings, my failings, and my hopes? Will I let the gentle hands of Jesus break in me what needs to be broken for his purpose, and heal in me what needs to be healed for his glory? Will I let the hands of Jesus give me where and how he chooses, so that my life in his hands will bring his life through my hands? And now Jesus invites us to his table to be nourished and strengthened, so that we can join in his great amen to the all-powerful Father, who lives and reigns with the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen.